Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen and amen. We thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word Man broadcast. And soon I will be joined by my brother, Brother Robert Gross. Thank God for him as we continue to go on with the lesson today. And as we await till he come on, I just want to take this time right now to thank God for giving us this opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you, the listeners. And may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his word is his word. Okay. Nothing is greater than the word of God. Okay. Nothing can outdo the word of God. The word of God is the best of everything. Amen. And we definitely want to keep that in mind. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious word today. Hallelujah. He's so worthy, people, to be praised and be glorified. He's so worthy to be lifted up. And I just want to magnify my Lord and my God this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to say to those of you who are first-time listeners, as you listen to us tonight, Blog Talk Radio does record the episodes that we do. Go back and listen to the earlier episodes, the past episodes on this subject, or on what we're talking about, Christian Science, so you can get caught up to speed. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. So, let me pass my brother on here. God bless, brother. God bless.
God bless you. How are you today?
Oh, my God. Another blessed day. Another golden opportunity. Another time that God has given us to once again get the gospel to the people. And at the same time, inflict some pain on the devil, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I just
Amen.
Thank God for all the listeners that are listening. And once again, thank God for we on Blog Talk Radio, and this goes all over the world. So, you know, anyone, any part of the world, hey, if they get on this page here, they can hear us. Thank
Amen.
God for that. Amen.
Amen.
And I know that makes the devil mad. Amen. Make the devil mad that the door of the Lord has opened for us to get this gospel out. Brother, he's taking away
yep.
excuses from us. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I want to say to those of you that are listening, as we get ready to start this lesson tonight, once again, I said it before, if you're first-time listeners, hey, go back and listen to the past episode And Blog Talk Radio does record it. You go on the page and look for episodes, click on it, and it should take you to the past episode because We want you to be caught up to speed. We want you to know this. Amen. And we're providing the Word of God in Scripture. So, hey, you got a Bible with you. Lord, you can take those Scriptures and search it up for yourself. Okay? You can search it up for yourself. So, I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer, and we're going to get ready to dive into the lesson tonight. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, God, the Eternal Father, we come before your holy, righteous face, oh, Lord. Oh, God,
yes,
we cry unto thee, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father,
hallelujah,
that you would bless the people, Lord God, that is tuned to this radio station, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. With hearing,
Lord,
with receiving, with understanding, with enlightenment, with illumination, in the name of Jesus
Lord
Christ. Bless them, O Lord God, according to your righteousness, according to your holiness, according to the faith, hallelujah, that is in thee, O Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And loose them, Lord God, from the bands, the bonds, the cords, the chains of the enemy. Lord God, that they might receive these words, O Lord God, that they might receive them, Lord God, and repent of their sins, turn their faces to you, Lord God, with all their might. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for once again another golden opportunity to present the word to you. Amen. This is Brother Robert Gross with Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We're coming before you today with the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Tonight,
amen,
we're still on the series concerning Christian Science. Now, we're on a new section of it tonight. For those of you who may be just tuning into this, Christian Science, another cult religion that is, who founder that was credited with it, her name is Mary Baker Eddy, who had some teachings that the Christian Scientists carry with today. They're part of what is called the Mind Science Movement. And tonight, we're looking at Christian Science prayer. Prayer. And as we go into this section, we're going to answer some questions. As my brother presents the Word of God is going to answer it. Let me put it to you that way, more plainly put. The Word of God is going to answer some questions, and I want to run four questions by you that it is going to answer, okay? And I'm going to tell you why these questions appears to be. Number one, is it okay to pray to God? Is there something wrong with audible prayer? Now, in other words, for those who don't understand it, when I say audible prayer, is you praying with words coming out your mouth, okay? Number three, is inaudible prayer more effective? And number four, will prayer lead us into temptation? Now, glory to God. Now, some of you listening, you say, okay, well, why such questions like this rose? I'm going to give you why, because in Christian Science, they're teaching, and this is very important. Like I said, those of you who are listening, who are believers, who are thinking that, I don't need to know this. I'm going to tell you, okay, you think you don't need to know, but when you face some of them, and whether it is them or these other religions and stuff like that, you first of all, you better be rooted in the Word. Because
amen,
while you are standing in pride thinking that, you know, you got your chest poked out and you're talking about, I'm a child of God, I can handle anything that come my way, they're not going to deceive me. And next thing we know, you're over there joining with them and going into their meetings and stuff with them. And we ask you what happened, and you're like, oh, no, I just, you know, they sound so right. Okay, but just because something may sound right don't mean it's always right. Okay? Now, these questions come up, And once again, I'm going to give to you what Christian Science teaches that calls these questions come up that has to be answered by the Word of God. Now, especially the part, is it okay to pray to God? Now, Mary Baker Eddy, in her teaching, saying, prayer to a personal God hinders spiritual growth. Wow. Okay. You know, that's what she said. She said, prayers to a personal God hinder spiritual growth. Now, the audible prayer part, when the question is there something wrong with audible prayer? She says, and Christian Science teaches, that audible prayer can never do the works of spiritual understanding which regenerates. She also goes on to say concerning the prayer, she said that inaudible prayer is more effective. So in other words, she believed in what she called that silent prayer. You know, like that lady named Ann, I forgot her last name, she was probably the leader of a religion called the Shakers. You know, and they believe in that, she believed in that silent prayer, inaudible prayer. So Mary Baker Eddy said, your inaudible prayer is more effective than your audible prayer. So in other words, just sit there and don't say nothing. And you praying, okay? Then, the next and last question is, will prayer lead us into temptation? This is what she says in her teaching, Christian Science teaches. She said, the danger from prayer is that it may lead us into temptation. Now, once again, some of you listening to these questions said, man, it's obvious, man. You need to go through no stuff like that. Man, you know the truth. Obvious is obvious. Well, obvious is not obvious to everybody. Okay?
Amen.
You know, some of the questions, I mean, and my brother know this too. Some of the questions that may seem so obvious to you, it ain't obvious to everybody. Like, some years ago, there was this brother in Christ, and he hadn't too long become a Christian, and he asked me a question one day that may make some of y'all look at him and really just jump down his throat. And he asked me, he said, is the devil stronger than God? Now, understand this. When he asked me this question, he wasn't laughing. He wasn't joking. He was straight up serious. And see, he hadn't too long become a Christian. And he asked that question. So for some of you talking about, man, that's some obvious stuff, man. You don't need to talk about no stuff like that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And plus, once again, for those of you that are listening and you claim to be saved, you got to also think about the sinner man. Okay? Hallelujah. So
amen.
I'm going to let my brother chime in on this and come with the Word of God. And let the Word of God just answer this. Hey, you know, we don't get it all tonight. We could do a part two. No problem. But we want you to get it and understand this is the type of teachings that's going out to the world. Like I told you, the Christian Science is not sitting around a table in a room every day to one another, pitching this stuff to one another. No. The devil tells them, say, okay, now you go out. You tell your neighbor down, your business coworker, you know, You go tell all of them this. Amen. Yeah. I mean, like I said, they're not keeping it to themselves. Like I said, God wants souls, so does the devil. Okay? And he's out recruiting. So anybody teaching this kind of teaching, you can rest assured they're not sitting at the house. They're not just on the telephone telling one another this. They're going out telling people.
Amen.
And then put the name Christian on there. Hallelujah. And see, sinners don't know better. So they hear Christian. They say, oh, Christian. Okay. Well, they in the church with y'all, ain't they? You know, because they don't know no better. Okay. And as Christians, we got to be able to distinguish or separate and show through the Word of God, people, the deceiving power of Satan, who comes to use the name, even Christian, to mislead people. And see, when you have people that don't know no better, they say, oh, this is what Christians do. So when they come up to you and actually say, hey, how long do you sit in a chair and don't say nothing? What are you talking about? Don't y'all believe in silent prayer? What do you say? Well, I heard that these Christian scientists, no. Amen. So I'm going to turn it over to my brother here and let my brother come forth with the word of God.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before your face, Lord Jesus. And we ask, Lord God, that you reveal to us your word, understanding, light, illumination, O Lord God. Father, we know that no one can understand your word, O Lord God, except by your spirit, O Lord God. So, Lord God, send your spirit out, Lord God, to all the listeners, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, O Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless their ears, their eyes, their understanding, their desire, Lord God. Lord Jesus, they might receive these words, O Lord God, of your light, of your word, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
of your spirit. In Christ's holy, righteous name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God. Now, the question, the question is whether you should pray silent prayers or whether you should pray prayers out loud, audible prayers, okay? Well, what does the Word of God say, okay? Now, the Word of God answers everything, okay? That's why we go to the Word of God. And it's the place where we get all the answers from, okay? And we're not giving you these off the top of our head, okay? We're not telling you these answers off the top of our head. But we search the Scriptures, okay?
Amen.
And we dig up these answers, oh Lord, because why do we do that? We do that because it's necessary to give people an answer when they need it. You need an answer. We got an answer, oh Lord, and it comes from God's word. Okay.
Amen.
They say that she thinks Mary Baker Eddy thinks that the prayers that you pray silently is more powerful than the prayers that you pray audibly. I say this, okay, that it depends on the person that's doing the praying, okay, and his service to God, okay, and his faith in God. That's what that all depends, okay, but God doesn't tie you to one type of prayer. There's many types of prayers, okay? And there's many ways to do it, okay? But anyway, the prayers that you should be praying is whatever God put in your heart to pray, okay? Now there's all kind of prayers, okay? There's the prayer that you pray in your closet, okay? Which is called the secret prayer, okay? Nobody hears what you're saying, okay? Okay? And you're still speaking out loud, okay?
Amen.
You're speaking out loud, okay? Then you have your family prayer when you gather together with your family, okay? And you pray a prayer, okay? Some people gather together and they just nod their head. They bow their heads, okay? And they call that a prayer. Hmm. That is not a prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just bow your head, okay? Because
Amen.
Prayer, you requesting something from God, okay? You're making a request of God. That's what a prayer is, okay? When you cry to God because of your infirmities, or you cry to God because something is happening, okay? Or you need God to do something for you. You know, you need God to help you in a time of trouble, okay? Then you cry out to God, okay? And then there's public prayer, okay? But all these are in the scriptures, okay? The secret prayer is in Matthew 6 and 6.
Amen.
The family prayer is in Acts 10, 2. Acts 10 and 2 and 30. The group prayer is in Matthew 18 and 20.
Amen.
The public prayer is in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse to the 17th verse. Now, why are we giving you these scriptures? We give you these scriptures so that you can go in the Bible for yourself and read them, okay?
Amen.
We ain't just doing this, okay, because we want to waste some time, okay? I could do that, you
Amen.
Know? But I'm because this is my life. This is our life, okay? And we chose this way of life because God ordained us to this, okay?
Amen.
And the part B of that, part of prayer. Now, this is part of prayer. And you might pray in praise, okay, and order and adoration to the Lord, okay? Daniel 4, 34 to 35. Daniel 4, 34 to 35. There's prayers of confession, okay? And you all
Amen.
These prayers you say out loud. These are prayers that you say out loud, okay? So
Amen.
You know this woman she's stuck on and then there's another reason why the devil and false religions don't want you to pray out loud.
Amen.
Now, you might guess the reason if you're in the Lord, okay? But the reason why the devil don't want you to say things out loud because a lot of prayers that you pray are to bind him, to break his power.
Amen.
So when you,
brother,
if
I got
you
a
pray,
I got a request. Brother, I got a request here, and this request from someone to ask, would you give the scriptures one more time?
Okay. Okay. The secret prayer is Matthew 6 and 6. The family prayer is Acts 10, 2, and 30. The group prayer is Matthew 18 and 20. The public prayer is 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14 to the 17th verse. The scripture on adoration and praise is Daniel 4th chapter 34th to 35th verse. Daniel the 4th chapter 34th to 35th verse. Then you got a prayer of confession, 1 John 1 and 9.
Amen. Amen.
Prayers of supplication, 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 3. 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 3. Prayers of intercession, James 5, 14 to 15. Prayers of thanksgiving, Philippians 4 and 6. Philippians 4 and 6.
Amen.
And then you got warfare prayers. And the first fellow that started doing warfare prayers is David. David, King David, he did a lot of warfare prayers. If you go in the Psalms, you'll see many prayers, you know, and they directed at the devil, directed at the enemy, okay? And the enemy is the devil, okay?
Amen.
And sometimes, and a lot of times, the devil use human beings, okay? And
yeah.
And so sometimes I become your enemy too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
These warfare prayers started Psalms 21, Psalms 32. Psalms 33, Psalms 34, Psalms 35, Psalms 51, Psalms 61, Psalms 64, Psalms 91, Psalms 103, Psalms 105, Psalms 107, and 20.
Amen.
Hope you got that.
Amen.
Prayers of faith and repentance. Romans 10:8-15. That's the first prayer that a person prays, okay, when they come into Christ, okay, and that's the prayer that you would lead them in, okay, if you know, and there's other prayers, okay, or you can make your own prayer, okay. But this is the prayer, okay, according to the scriptures, okay, that Paul gave in Romans 10th chapter 8-15, okay. And when you want to lead a person to Christ, okay.
Amen.
And there's prayer about when you pray to receive the whole armor of God. That's in Ephesians 6, chapter 10, verse. Ephesians 6, chapter 10-18, verse. And then you got prayers also of decree and declaring. Okay. Job said in the 22, 27-28. He talked about doing prayers, okay, decreeing, making a decree. Okay, we as Christians have the right to decree a thing. Okay.
Amen.
She said that you can't change anything by prayer, right?
Right.
She said we don't have the power to affect anything. That's why. He don't, but this is the devil's rhetoric, okay? This is what the devil is saying. The devil is telling people that, oh, your prayers don't mean nothing. The reason why they tell you, the demons tell you, is because he knows your flesh. He knows you.
Amen.
Okay? And so he knows that people will take the easy way out. If somebody tells, oh, your prayers don't mean nothing. Okay. You know, I got to pray then.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of people say, well, I don't got to pray then. Or nothing's really real. Your prayers don't, because your prayers are supposed to be like material, just like you are. And they don't, into Christian Science, your prayers don't mean anything. You can't change God. God already made up his mind what he wants to do. And you can't change him one bit, okay? You can't. So the word intercession in the Bible means nothing, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So you can't intercede. Like Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah, for Lot, for the people there.
Yeah.
So that God would spare the cities. If it was a certain amount of people there, God does. God allow you to intercede. Moses interceded, okay? Phinehas, the man that was with Moses, he interceded. Joshua interceded, okay? But people don't believe you can intercede. They don't believe things like God stuck on, like God is stuck on stupid or something. God is stuck on stupid, okay? You might be stuck on stupid. God ain't stuck on stupid, okay? He allows people, he allows man to stand up for one another, to intercede for one another, to stand in the gap, make up the heads for each other, okay? And, you know, and that's what he's allowed. God allows that. But for us to sit there and see that God does not, he already made up his mind. He already got things. He already predestinated everything. Everything God, the only thing God predestinated, you know what God predestinated in the Bible? The only thing God predestinated is for people to be saved. That's why he shed his blood. He shed his blood so you can surely be saved, okay? That's that's in Ephesians, okay? If you read the whole Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, you will find out that God has predestinated you to be saved, predestinated you to be victorious, predestinated you to be victorious over Satan and over your flesh. That's what God did. That's what God has predestinated. Okay, you don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept what God has predestinated. Because God didn't say, well, you're gonna do this thing, and you're going to do it whether you like it or not. I'm going to make you do this thing. God doesn't make you do anything because God has given you the gift of liberty, freedom, okay, and choice. Okay? Get that.
Amen.
Freedom, liberty, and choice. Those are three things that everybody has. That's the three things that Satan had in heaven. But he lost it. How he lost it? Because pride was found in him. Okay? And he not only sucked himself in, he sucked in one third of the angel.
that ain't funny,
but if you're fool enough to be in, you know, Adam was a fool too. He was right there in the garden, and he lost everything just to do that little thing of eating that fruit, you know.
Yeah.
Eating that fruit that God had commanded him not to eat. Okay. Why is it so important to do what God tell you to do? Because there's consequences.
Amen.
You know, consequences is you pay back time. Okay, that's recompense. Do you know what recompense is? Bible talk about recompense a whole lot. Okay.
Amen.
And if you don't want payment for your sins, don't sin. Okay.
Yeah.
But the only way you cannot sin if you in Christ Jesus, then He gives you the strength and the power not to sin. Okay. That's the only way you can. That's the only way you're gonna walk that straight and narrow. Okay, unsaved people talking about they walk in the straight and narrow. They don't even know what that means. They have no idea what that means. Talking about they walk in the straight and narrow. Okay. Now this is a question to everybody out there. Do you believe that prayer changes things? Does prayer change things? That's a true or false answer to that question, okay? Well, you got to make up in your mind whether you believe God or not. Okay, whether you believe what the scripture says, what the Bible says, okay, that God is listening to the cries of his people. Why does God listen to the cries of his people? Why did Jesus watch and pray? Huh?
Amen.
Why did Jesus say you should pray without ceasing? Okay? Why did Jesus say a man ought always to pray? Why did he say that? You notice that all the prayers in the Bible audible prayers, okay?
Amen.
How do you know they was audible prayers? Because somebody had to write them down, okay?
Amen.
That's how you know they was audible prayers, okay?
Amen.
So somebody was there scribbling that down, okay? Even the prayer that Jesus prayed in John, the 17th chapter, that prayer was recorded. Somebody recorded that prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyway,
Hallelujah.
The Lord does hear the cries, okay? He is cries of he is the cry of blood when blood is spilt in the earth, okay? God hears that blood. That blood got a voice to it. You may not believe that, but the blood of man, when you spill the blood of man, it cries out to God
yeah.
for justice. Okay?
Amen.
So how is the blood crying out? How much blood is spilled in the earth? Huh?
Wow. Amen.
If the blood cried to God when Abel was killed by his brother Cain, how much blood is crying out from the ground now? You know, these many wars we've had, okay? Many, you know, people just murdering people just because they can.
Yeah.
You know? What type of, you
Amen.
Know? And so all this spilled blood is on the hands of who? It's on the hands of mankind, okay? And then
yeah.
the earth is polluted by the blood. By this blood that's spilled in on the earth, it's polluted by that blood. Because why? Because that's a perversion. The spilling of the blood
Amen.
Of man in the ground is a perversion because it's not what God meant. God didn't mean for us to murder one another. Okay, but we're doing it. And there's
Amen.
A recompense. What's the recompense? Well, you're going to pay.
Amen.
I'm going to pay, okay? Judgment's going to come, you know, and it's going to come sooner and later, okay? It may not overtake you just right now because God is merciful because of his mercy. And so he says, hey, I'm going to have mercy on them as long as I can have mercy. That's God. That's God is so great. How great thou art, Father. Hallelujah. And he says, I will surely hear their cry.
Yes, sir.
In Exodus 22 and 23, you know, in the book of Exodus, when Moses first received the call, and the Lord told Moses that the cry of his people has come up to him, huh?
Amen. Amen.
So God. So in order for God to cry to come up to God, okay, they had to be crying. You know, they had to be crying, okay? They wasn't meditating within themselves going, let me think about this thing here. I'm going to meditate
Amen.
On it. No, they was crying. They was hollering. They was crying to God, okay? They was, you know, they cried aloud. And then in Exodus 3 and 7, it says, I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. There's a recompense.
Amen.
And there's a recompense coming. Okay?
Yeah.
And he said, I will surely hear their cry. 1 Samuel 7 and 8 says, and you know Samuel was a man of God. He was a prophet of the Lord. He said, I cease
Amen.
Not to cry unto the Lord for you. Even though Israel has sinned against God, it is still God's will for God's people to cry out for the people that fail, for the people that sin, for the people that don't quite make it okay with God. You know, that's God's will.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So we pray. When we pray to God, okay, for you, for one another, you know, and for the fallen, for the weak, okay. Because not everybody is strong. You know?
Amen.
Can some of you can you lift your hands to that? Not everybody is strong.
Yeah.
We can all say that we're strong, okay? We can become strong, okay? But not everybody is strong, okay? And you're always going to have people that's weak, okay? So you got to treat them with care, with love, with, you know, and treat them like the Lord God would treat them, okay? Treat them like sheep, okay? And you act, and you treat them gently, okay? You know. In Esther, the first verse, they cried with a loud and bitter cry unto the Lord.
Amen.
Because in the book of Esther, those people was being persecuted by their captors, okay, that the people that had them, okay, was treating them very bad, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
God received these cries, okay? And so in the ninth chapter of Esther, ninth chapter, 31st verse, the fastings and that cry came up before God. They continued to pray and to fast, okay, and to cry unto God. Satan don't want you to cry to God because when you cry to God, Satan's head might get flattened a little bit. Okay? Satan don't want his head to get flattened. The demons don't want their head to be flattened. And the demons don't want to fail in their job that Satan sends them to do, okay? And Satan sends out his demons on different assignments to everyone every day. That's what he does, okay?
Amen.
He sends his demons out to do what? To try to destroy you. To try to deceive you, to try to make you not to believe God's word. Okay, that's what all the religions is all about. Okay, that's what Christian Science is all about.
Amen.
They could no, that's not what we're about. We believe in, and then they could sit there and do their meditation, their Eastern meditation. Okay, and this is what they're doing. They're doing Eastern meditation. That's why they don't believe in prayer, and the Christian Science don't believe that you can change anything by praying. They believe in you can only change yourself, you can only change your mind, okay, and you can only change the outlook of things for yourself, okay, but you cannot change God, and you can't change what is. You know, you understand that?
Yeah.
You can't change what is because it's meant to be. Because they think everything is stuck. Everything that is happening is meant to be. And that's not necessarily so. Because a lot of things we do, we make those things happen because of our lifestyle, because of our disobedience, because of our rebellion toward God. So a lot of things we bring upon ourselves, okay, and it ain't God's will, but we continue to walk in those things, okay, and we walk away from the will of God, okay. Whether you pray audibly or silently, it don't make any difference, okay. But sometimes God commands his people to cry aloud, okay. I want you to understand that because God want to hear you cry out. You hear me?
Amen.
God want to hear you shout. That's how them walls came down. You know, what's it called? The city of Joshua. What's that wall? What that walls?
Oh my goodness.
Jericho.
Yeah, Jericho.
Jericho walls came down. How did they come down? Because the Lord told him, he said, do this. And at the seventh trumpets,
amen,
shout aloud. And the walls are going to come down. Why did God push the walls? Why did God let those walls fall at the shout? Because your devil, the devils that come against you, they got to hear the shout of the Lord. They got to hear the voice of the Lord. They got to hear your voice crying out to God. Okay?
Amen.
The devil can't read no mind. Okay? The devil don't know what you're praying silently. Okay? And the devil knows that when you pray silently, unless you have the power, okay, to back up those silent prayers, okay, that those prayers don't really mean nothing. And all you're doing is just mouthing a bunch of things in your mind. You're going around, you're meditating in your mind, which really means nothing, okay?
Amen.
Because most prayers that you do is going to be prayers that's audible, okay? In heaven, are they all standing up in heaven? Now they are spiritual. They are spiritual up in heaven, right? There's all those angels and things up in heaven, right? How come their voices is heard aloud? Huh? Why is the Lord? Why do they speak so loud and say hallelujah, hosanna to God in the highest? Why do they do that? And then you might get a little time where it's quiet for about the space of a half an hour, okay? And then they start all over again, giving God the glory, glorifying God, because Satan don't want you to pray out loud. He prefers you to pray inward because he don't want to hear your prayers anyway, because your prayers sometimes have to do with his binding, has to do with him being knocked down, okay? So if you try to hide your prayers under the cloak of silence, okay, then the devil know a lot of times he can run over you. That's how the devil does things, okay? Because he's a demon, and he's not God, okay, he wants to be God, okay, but he don't have, he's not God, okay, because only God knows your heart, only God knows your mind, okay. Now, the devil knows a lot of things about you, but God knows your very intent, okay. He knows the intent of your heart, okay, your character. He knows everything about you, okay. Things that even the devil don't know, because the devil didn't know that Job was so close to God that he would never deny God no matter what. No matter what, you're gonna have to kill him because Job is never gonna give in to sin, okay? But that's what God told the devil. He said he's one that loveth God and escheweth evil. He hated evil.
Amen.
But that's the way we're gonna have to be too, okay? Because many of us gonna be trying like Job, okay? Many people of God will be trying like Job, okay?
Amen.
Why is it so important for you to receive all this? Because the Lord has written it in his word so that you can become overcomers of all the powers of the adversary, so that you can know that prayer, all type of prayers, okay, God wants you to pray, be able to pray all kind of prayers, okay, not just one kind of prayer, okay? Okay? God don't want you to come before him talking about saying that our Father pray all the time, okay? That's the only prayer you know, okay? And then you come before God and say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy... And that's the only prayer you know. That prayer was for an example, okay, of how you should pray. It was not meant for you to say that prayer, because this is a prayer that a lot of sinners grab up, okay? Soon as something happened to them, okay, then they do the Lord's, do the Our Father prayer. And a lot of them, God ain't their father. Okay?
Yeah.
But soon as something happens, they pick up that prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, they know that they know that went by heart. Okay, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They know that. But that ain't going to save them, okay, from the powers of the adversary, okay? Only thing that can save them is when they repent of their sins, okay, and they become and they get a real relationship with Jesus. How many of you out there know that you got to have a relationship with Jesus, okay?
Amen.
But the way Christian Science is saying, you can never have a relationship with Jesus or with God. You can't have a relationship because God don't do that. God is impersonal, okay? And he's unreachable. You know, he's too great for you to touch him with your afflictions, okay? He's not touched with your affliction. A lot like the Bible says that God is he's touched with our afflictions. And that when we cry, he hears us, okay? And he will answer our prayers, okay? That's what the scripture says. But this woman is saying, no, God don't do that. God don't answer nobody's prayer. And that's what Hinduism is saying. That's what Buddhism is saying. That's what all Eastern religions is saying. That's what Islam is saying. All of them is saying the same thing. God don't hear your prayer. You can't change anything. God has already set things, okay? And so the people in Islam, they believe that God has already set everything, okay? And that you can't do anything, and you got to just accept the will of Allah. That's what they believe.
Yeah.
So and this is what this woman said, you got to just accept the will of God, okay? And because really, in the outcome of all these things, you are God. You're becoming God. That's what you just don't know it. You're becoming God, okay? And your consciousness is going to become great as God, you know? And they think Jesus was just one of those people that had that was like that, okay? They believe Jesus was what's that word? He came over and over and over again, okay?
Reincarnated
over and over again.
Yeah.
They believe that Buddha, people that believe in Buddhism, they believe that the person that claimed to be Buddha, okay, the next Buddha, okay, that they being reincarnated, okay? That they lived this life before. And sometimes the person come out having with the same memories. Sometimes a kid is born, okay, and this is actually a work of Satan, okay? A person will come out that's born in Buddhism, okay, and the kid come out with the same memories that other previous Buddha person that was the Buddha had, okay, or the Lama, okay?
Yeah.
You heard about the Lama? The Lamas, okay? Well, that's the same thing, okay? They believe in reincarnation. Okay, but all these are lies of men, okay? I mean, lies of men, lies of the devil, and lies of the world, okay? And you can't believe them, you can't trust them, because they do lie. And so now, my brothers, I'm going to put it back in the hands of my... Brother Nathaniel, you got it, brother.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, brother, opening that up. And I pray that those of you who are listening took down the scriptures, okay, that showed what God had to answer on that subject. You know, Brother Ed asked those questions we brought before him. You know, she also, as you had given the word of God, she was saying that prayer, she said the dangerous thing about prayer is that it will lead into temptation. But Jesus told us in Matthew 26, and he told us in Mark 14, watch and pray lest ye enter temptation. Okay?
Yeah, that's what
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know, and she said, well... Yeah. Prayer, the dangerous thing about prayer may lead you into temptation.
Yeah. Because everything they're saying is contradicting. Everything she's saying is contradicting what the gospel is saying, what Jesus Christ himself said, okay? She's contradicting everything that God said. And she said she had better, this woman actually had the nerve to write that she had better understanding than Jesus had, the apostles had. She had better understanding than Paul had. They didn't understand. I understand. If she understands so well, she ain't leading the world out of sin.
Amen.
Huh? And how come she's dead now? If she knew what she thought she knew. I'm gonna shut up.
And you know, brother, you're right, because here's the thing that we have to see on that is that when you don't study the Word of God, you know, Satan and his servants are becoming more and more bold. They're just coming out saying stuff. And this is what, you know, kind of grieved me concerning some of God's people who don't believe that they need to get into the Word of God and know for themselves. The bolder that Satan and his servants get, the more that you are in danger if you're not rooted in the Word. Because they're coming out boldly saying stuff against Jesus, okay?
Yes.
And they're saying stuff to a point where, you know, if you're not rooted, they will convince you of some of this stuff, okay?
Amen.
And this is what many of the average Christians who feel that there's no need to get into the Word, this is where the trouble comes in for them, okay? Now, this woman said, the dangerous thing about prayer may lead us into temptation. Now, as my brother explained to you, look at how all this stuff, what they're putting out against God. The whole thing is to keep you from Jesus. The whole thing is to keep you at a point where you just don't believe God about nothing anymore. Nothing about him, no prayer to him. You know, like you said, brother, some people want to hear stuff for an excuse anyhow because the devil know they flesh. So to hear something like, hey, you mean if I pray, it may lead me into temptation? Well, I don't want to do that. So I think I better hold off from the prayer. You know, and you would think some people wouldn't think that, but I'm telling you, they would because, like you said, the devil know they flesh, okay? He knows they flesh. And then she talks about personal God in the spiritual growth. The same Jesus who told us in John 16, whatsoever we ask the Father in his name, okay? People, you have to listen because you got to make the judgment to whether you believe God is true or not. Because if you listen to her, she making Jesus out to be a deceiver. Because if you're saying that praying to a personal God hinders spiritual growth, you're saying that my God is out to personally hurt me by telling me to pray to the Father. You know, people, we have to think on some of this stuff that they're saying. And some of you Christians out there that are saying, now listen, that ain't love. You don't need to be talking about this. People mess up and make mistakes. That's true. But you have to call out sin. You have to call out darkness, okay? Ain't no need us sitting there. I mean, if I see you as a brother and sister and someone's bringing up some doctrines that's not of God that'll lead you to hell, what I supposed to do, just sit there and look and say, I better not say nothing again what they said because that ain't love. Why do you lead your soul to destruction? Okay? But I tell you what, if I do sit there, the Lord even said, even coming from the Old Testament, if you don't warn your brother who's going into sin, he said, the blood is going to be on your hands. Okay?
That's right.
So I'm not going to have no blood on my hands. Okay? So some of us as Christians, we really need to learn about the love of God instead of trying to use it to say, don't open your mouth at all. Don't say nothing. Don't call sin a sin. Don't call abomination abomination. Just love them, okay? Just love them. If they bring a witch in your house, just love them. And if the witch starts speaking spells, just love them. Don't say nothing against them. Come on now. You know, God ain't raised a bunch of naive children, weak children that
supposed to let the devil just toss him all over the house and the room and kick him around, okay? We got this love thing mixed up real bad, okay? That's why we're calling this thing out for what it is, okay? So some of you Christians that's listening, that's saying that Brother Robert and Brother Nate is not showing no love because they talking about these people and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I love you, okay? And you can say what you want to, but we've been commissioned by God to cry loud and spare not, okay?
Yeah.
And we got to cry out against these things, and that's one of the problems with going on with the body of Christ today. We're too silent. And this is why the world, whenever some of these big issues come up, they don't mind popping that camera in front of your face and throwing that mic in front of you and asking you what you think. And the reason why they don't mind, because they see many of the leaders' knees are knocking together from fear. So, hey, we just can just pop this mic in the face because we're going to get them. What do you think about same-sex marriages? And here we are trying to give an answer, but we fumbling at the mouth, so we done went the safe route and said, you know what? You know, God told us to love everybody. I said, yeah, he did, but that ain't the question they ask you, okay? He told us to love, but that ain't the question they ask you, okay? We, as people of God, you're going to face confrontation. Now, I ain't say just run out there and be picking with folks and stuff like that. I didn't say that. I said, but as children of God, you're going to face confrontation. And you can't keep running all the time when the confrontation. I'm not saying you just have an all-out brawl, slab out, you know, spitting thing against people. But you got to make a stand, okay?
Yes.
You got to make a stand, okay? Well, I mean, when they come to you with this stuff like we're coming tonight, they come to you and say, hey, praying to a personal God will hinder your spiritual growth. And you sit there and go, okay. And you're all like, okay, you know, we're looking at you like, okay, when you going to stand and say no? Well, I just want to lock in love with them and show them love. Well, you're going to show them love by telling them what's right. That's how you show them love, okay? You're standing up there talking about, I ain't going to say nothing. Yeah, okay. Not going to say nothing. Well, let them company short your check on the job, and let's see if you ain't going to say nothing, okay? Let's see if you're going to keep your mouth closed then, or are you going to go to that office and say, hey, y'all, you short me so many hours, okay? It's just amazing, brother, to me, how many of us in the body of Christ, I mean, like I said, I'm not telling people not to walk in the love of God because there is a way you have to handle and conduct yourself. But the Word of God did not tell us not to stand for truth. The Word of God didn't tell you not to stand for truth. The Word of God didn't teach you every time the enemy raises his head, you take off running. Now, at the time I saw the people of God running from the enemy, that's their defeat. Okay? And God was not saying, run fast as you can. Now, God told us if we're dealing with the enemy, he said, come against him and break his yoke. He didn't say, hey, when he showed his head, make sure you had the right shoes on and take off. He didn't say none of that. Okay? He didn't say none of that at all. He told us to stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophets of old stood. Some of them got their head beheaded and all that stuff, but they stood for the word of God, okay?
Amen.
And they came to you. They said, I come in the name of the Lord, knowing that some of us didn't like them, okay? Knowing that some of them are going to look at them with that strange and bad look, okay? When they come, I come in the name of the Lord. Oh, man, here come this prophet. He finna say something ain't good, you know, because, you know, people want the good prophet. They want the one that I come in the name of the Lord. Many sheep and cars and houses you would get. Oh, praise the Lord. We got to invite him again next Sunday. But the one that come, I come in the name of the Lord, repent. Oh, no, get him out of here. Lock the door. Don't make sure he don't come back. Those are the ones. We got to keep him out of here. So, you know, you have some that say, hey,
amen.
Brother Robert, Brother Nate, y'all shouldn't be doing this. Y'all shouldn't be speaking out. You know, these people around, they in error, you know. Just pray for them. Well, yeah, we need to pray for them. But we need to also call out the thing that is being taught, the evil, okay? How many of you as parents, if you saw somebody else teaching your child something that was evil, that would lead him either to jail or death, how many of you as parents would just sit back and look? How many of y'all would just say, well, I'm not going to sit down against this guy, against this woman, teaching my child this, you know, because I just got to love them. Okay. Okay. Love them. Now when little Joey and little Susie come up in the house with some stuff, and next thing you know, the police raiding your house, okay, and they like, hey, we've got a tip that you selling drugs. Well, no, I don't sell no drugs. And you finally go in a little Susie and Timmy room, and there's a room full of drugs. And they can't say, hey, I learned that from the guy down the street, Daddy, the one you were watching talking to me. Okay. Amen. We got to wake up, people. And
yes.
this is why we're calling these things out. Yes, these people need prayer. And we pray that
yes.
God would deliver their souls, okay?
Yes.
But we're crying out against this stuff because this stuff is being taught. Whether you believe it or not, some of y'all may not even heard of Christian Science. Some of y'all might say,
amen.
I ain't never heard of Christian Science. Just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean they ain't spreading it. Once again,
amen.
The devil is not going to let some stuff that you accept from him let you keep it in the house. He wants you to go out there and tell folks, just like Jesus wants us to go preach the gospel. The devil wants you to go out there and spread that stuff. Because why? He's trying
amen.
To get as many souls as he can to lead them to hell. He know
right.
his time is short. He know
that's
he
right.
have a short time, so he said, you know what? I'm going to do as much destruction I can. I'm going to lead every soul down in destruction I can. And he tells his witches, now go out there and teach witchcraft. Just like he had
amen.
That woman write Harry Potter. And what happened? Some of us Christians were taking our children to the movie to see Harry Potter. Harry Potter teaching our children how to do witchcraft at a little age of 5 or 6 years old, okay?
Yes, yes.
And we want to take little
yes.
Susie, little Tommy, oh, let's go see Harry Potter. It's a child's movie. Yeah, it's a child movie to get your child to learn witchcraft. That's what kind of movie
amen.
It was, okay?
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
We got the will to grow in Christ. When you grow in Christ spiritually, he can unleash some things to you that the devil is plotting. But if you're the type
amen.
Of Christian, and I want to say this as I turn it over to my brother for prayer, if you're the type of Christian, you have no desire to grow spiritually, you have no desire to do more in Christ, that's trouble.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's trouble. This is why some Christians who have grown have spoken some stuff, and other Christians who haven't said, oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. You wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with Harry Potter. Harry Potter just a child's move. Harry Potter sitting up there teaching your child how to do witchcraft. They interview some
amen.
Real witches on that stuff. And they told us, that, well, yeah, that's real witchcraft he was doing in there. It's the lower grade, but it's real witchcraft. And you talking about, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's a child's movie. Come on, y'all. Let's wake up. Now,
amen.
I want to say as my
amen.
Brother get ready to go into prayer, Sunday, Lord say the same, me and my brother will be back, continue on with the Christian Science. This time, Christian Science, we're going to look at salvation, okay? Salvation. What Christian scientists have to say about salvation. In other words, we're looking at these questions to answer. Number one, was Christ's death necessary for sin? Is salvation a personal deliverance from sin and wickedness? And the third one is, was man already saved from destruction? In other words, man didn't need no saving. Is that true? Okay. We're gonna look at those. Like I said, that's the questions that comes up because of what Christian Science teaches. And we need to know this. Amen. We need to know this. You know.
Amen.
It's good we going around telling people that Christ died for our sin, yes, but we need to go in deeper, okay?
Amen.
Because some
amen.
People are just proclaiming it. They really don't know the depths of it. They just proclaim it. Why? Because they heard Pastor Joe preach this Sunday, okay? But they
yeah.
never really went into the study of the word on it to really grasp
amen.
What greater thing Christ did. So That's Amen. The Lord said the same. That's what we're going to be coming this coming Sunday with. So now I'm going to turn it over to my brother in prayer and whatever God gives him to pray. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord. Father, we ask you to bless, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your people, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
All the people that are listening to this broadcast, Lord God, and all the people, Lord God, and all the nations of the earth, cause your word to go forth, Lord God, in the spirit
yes,
and the power of the Elias, O Lord God.
Yes,
your spirit, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Cause your spirit to go forth, Lord Jesus, even the Holy Ghost, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Touching their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits, convicting them, Lord God, convincing them, Lord Jesus, that you
yes,
are
Lord.
Lord, that you are God, that you are Savior. Lord God, raise your people up. Raise up a people, Lord Jesus. Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
In your mighty name. Raise up people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ears to hear, eyes to see, understanding
yes,
and light and illumination, Lord God. Set them free. Break their yokes. Break their chains. Break
yes,
their
Lord.
Fetters. The bonds, oh Lord God. Offer them, Lord God. Break their cages, Lord God. Let
yes,
them
Lord.
Come out, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Break the spirit and power of Christian Science, Lord God. Offer all the people, Lord God, who are listening to this
yes,
program
Lord.
In Christ's holy, righteous name. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah. Cause
Hallelujah.
Their eyes to be enlightened in Jesus'
yes,
holy,
Lord.
Righteous name. Thank you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Thank God for all you that have been listening. Don't forget this tomorrow and Saturday, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. And then, once again, Sunday, me and my brother will be back once again to continue on the series concerning the teaching of Christian Science. At 7 o'clock Sunday night, look for the advertisement then. So once again, we thank God for all you that's been listening. This is Brother Robert Gross with Brother Nate Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus'
God
name,
bless you.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Change me, oh God. Make me more.